Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. you might want to look at what those strategies are, and if you've outgrown them, and that's the thing I really want people to get. Like, we out all the time. We outgrow our clothes, we outgrow our shoes, we outgrow friends. Why wouldn't we outgrow our strategy that we've used to survive our whole life? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, my survival strategy used to be avoided because I didn't like have boundaries with people that I felt bad. I'm just a nice person and I don't like to say no, but guess what? Getting nice doesn't really get you anywhere. It doesn't. And so that worked up until a certain point. And then I'm like, I don't want to be this like coward or this wimp that's using avoidance to not have to confront what's actually happening. And I'm like, I want to be the kind of person that feels confident in herself enough to say no and walk away if something doesn't feel right. Like, once again, that's a scary thing to do. It's a scary thing to do, but the first step that I have to see, which I want the listeners to look at in their life and ask, is what am I still doing because it's safe and it's comfortable? Avoidance is safe and it's comfortable. Trust me, I did it for a very long time. Avoidance is very safe. I'm like the queen of ghosting. I will just not talk to you. I didn't want to lose my life that way. I didn't want to not have that connection with people. I wanted to feel confident. I said, no, I can't, sorry, you know, whatever, and not have to play those games. So the first step is to really look at, you know, what am I still holding on to? What am I still saying? What are habits that I'm still partaking in? That, you know, simply because it's safe and it's comfortable. That's the first step. And that's where brutal, radical honesty comes into play, because you have to be honest with yourself. Like, you can tell me anything, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I already know that about myself, right?
Yeah.
But that's how honest you need to be with yourself, that I just say to you, like, yeah, you can be like this sometimes. And instead of getting offended, be like, yep, I already know that about myself. So you want to get to the point where you know yourself better than anybody else knows you, because that is when people will start dictating how you live your life. It's because we don't know who we are that we allow other people to define our own life.
Now, folks, you got to be careful with that, because I got people like GRX that's known me, and he knows a part of my life.
Hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So
her logic
is very strong, which is you need to get out of the trap of lying to yourself. So
well,
others
I think that's what a lot of people do.
So others don't have to lie on you.
Or lie for you.
Or lie with you.
Lie.
Keep up your lie.
Yeah, I know a couple fools like that.
I think we all do. I just think that it's interesting at this time in our lives and in the world, everybody, you know, is coming to a point of some type of rubber in the road, consciousness, intersection, whatever you want to call it, deja vu. It's going down, it seems, or is it just me?
No, it's going down. I mean, we can't run from it, that's for sure.
One of the things I heard best, which is actually the compliment of the year for Donald Trump, was Donald Trump is the best thing for activism in over 100 years.
That's true.
Yes, and he may, in fact, end up inadvertently or intentionally. I'm not sure with this guy yet. Being the best thing for democracy if it moves through these phases successfully.
Well, like I said, you know, it as crazy as it may sound, he may be a good president. As crazy as it may sound, I mean, he still got to go through the House and through the Senate to get stuff passed and done. Blah 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 blah. Which is gonna make him redo a lot of things and rethink a lot of things, but if it work out, it works out.
Well, even this week, you see he's rolled back on all his positions. Just about everything he ran around the country campaigning on in his Trump jet pretty much ended up in the swamp Air Force One jet. And the swamp
right.
that he's trying to drain is the system. And it's you got to understand that there's quite a bit of discourse and research on, you have legislation that creates bureaucratic systems. And so in this system of governance, we never go back and clean up the bureaucracy.
Right. We need that.
We only talk about the stated goals. You know, and the bigger themes. So, yes, y'all said y'all want to eat. I'm y'all father. You know what we got? We got fresh lizards and pasta. Let's get down. And it's clean. My other folks eat it. Other people in other nations eat it. We're going to eat this today. Y'all said you want to eat. We got fresh lizards and pasta. Let's get down. With a little garlic over here. And we got truffle sauce. You ready to get down, GRX?
Look, I didn't have possum before, so the quiet is kept. Like I told you, my people from Mississippi.
I didn't
and
say possum, bruh. I said lizard.
Look, his ass would get ate, too. Look, I was in a land and sea survival when I was in the military. His ass will get ate. It's just a matter on how hungry you are.
Man, cut him, gut him, put him on a skewer. Cut him, gut him, skin him, put him on a skewer, right?
Right.
Right.
That's protein for the day.
That tastes just like chicken.
Just like chicken.
And I solved the number one issue, is y'all wanted to eat, right?
Didn't say what y'all wanted to eat.
And we have an abundance of lizards and possums. Okay, just to be careful, we got an abundance. So, if you look at things in one perspective, while Donald Trump is addressing the NRA as we speak, we may be having lunch now. But look, this president is either one of the homies or completely insane or a Democrat.
We don't know what he is, bro. We just know he's president. That's all we know.
I do know this. If he decides to drop a few million over in this hood, I'll be the first guy out there trying to get it and deliver it. Because we need any businesses. We don't have a supermarket over here. So, I mean, you know, they're going to be protesting tomorrow, but they ain't going to be able to go get a little, you know, you want to put your own sandwich together? Nah, ain't going to happen. All we got is fast food and tamale carts. So that's all you get, okay? And then we're going to have people lined up along the parade route because it's going to be a parade celebration protest. What are we going to call that?
We need a new term.
Parade celebration protest. Can we get a marching band? That would be fat.
We're going to see what we're going to get.
Yeah, we're going to get some speeches. I know that. All right.
Yeah, we got plenty of that. That's what we're going to get a lot of.
I'm just thinking
out loud. Does the speeches make sense or not? That's something totally different.
I'm just thinking out loud, bro. Sometimes, you know, I just, you know, you can't change your stripes. And so I grew up over here. It was my hope that once I returned from college, and I knew I'd have to return at some point, that things would be different, but they aren't. And it reminds me of that episode at Boys in the Hood when Lawrence Fishburne goes back over there with Ice Cube after years after everybody, after he said this was going to happen, and now he's at that empty lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, well, and then we move toward the end of the thing where everybody just shows, and this would happen to this guy, and this guy, and this gal, and these folks. You see, and it don't go the way you think. This also reminds me of Animal House. after the pirate boat came in on the parade.
On the parade.
On the protest celebration. And then they created, so maybe you want to be ready around 4 a.m. because I got the pirate boat already, okay? We're going to come in full Pirates of Penzance, okay? Swashbuckler, Okay, we just gonna hit the corner, man, on fours, bruh, and then hit it on threes and then twos. Huh, just the front twos with the backup. I don't know how they did that. Huh? With a big old pirate hat on top of the boat. And then you know what happens at the end of that movie, right? Animal House just goes crazy. This is like a big Animal House preamp.
But stay with me, people.
Okay, 4:45, you need to be ready, D, because, you know, you're just going to be in the pirate boat. How are we going to get over there with all these barricades? No worries. I got this.
You got the little homies for.
Man, yeah, well, I got little homies with badges, and they working with me. So, well, we just going to let him in over on this street, not the major one. And whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, here he comes up, Budlong. Ah! In the zip cord. Oh, my goodness. Maxie Waters speaking. Ah! Come in, feet first. Feet first, deep shot. Oh, my God. You should have saw that, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Herb Wesson got killed in the process. Not physically, psychologically. I think if you look at the context of the city council, and I mean this, a lot of the people of color don't operate as if they know they're people of color.
I mean, that's what happens when you try to get up on the other side of the fence. You got to leave something behind, so they want to leave that behind.
Well, you going to leave your consciousness behind?
Well, that's what they do sometimes.
Or did they never have that in the consciousness?
Well, that's the real question. Did they ever have any of it? That is the real question.
Yeah, it's a form of sheep in wolf's clothing, right?
Right. You know, we don't know what we really get. Well, as far as, you know, like I said, you know, Herb Wesson lives up the block from me.
I know. That's your district.
Yeah. Yeah, he lived right up the block. He ain't did shit for over here.
Bruh, and y'all got the money. At least it looked like y'all got, the money, you know. We ain't sure where the hood money went. You know, this is like how Hitler raided all the Jews. What happened to the pot of hood money? Okay? I'm like a science buster. What happened to the last riot pot of hood money? There got to be all them gold-rimmed glasses that motherfuckers stole. Okay? They're somewhere collected in somebody's basement. Okay? All the jack money. Homie, you know, I need that watch. I need your wallet. You know, thank you. Thank you, sir. All right. Have a nice day. You know, there's got to be a pot somewhere, because all the homies got locked up, okay? All the rims that were stolen that night, there's got to be a warehouse full of fat rims. You're going to see Inkies and Kragers and stuff like that, you know, center lines and stuff from that era, triple gold Daytons, you know. You're going to see them.
Honey spokes.
What about all the Harleys that got stole that night? There's got to be a warehouse downtown that's government controlled, full of warehouses. Probably where they're keeping up.
Like how they used to do, put it on the train, come up slossing, and then park it and let the hood come get it. You know, let the hood come get it. You know,
let them tear up their own, steal it back from the stuff they stole.
Right.
So are you saying when they used to park all them trucks back in the day on 71st and right there on Kansas and right before Vermont, and the homies used to just rob the refrigerator trucks and walk down the street the next morning with cases of chickens and steaks, that was a government operation to feed us?
That was a government
better.
Operation.
They wanted to feed us better, huh?
They wanted to give back.
They was making us healthy. That was in the 70s. They was making us healthy for the 90s revolution.
And a lot of people slept on it, huh?
Yeah, and we didn't get one politician off my block. Goddamn. I mean, not one body. Nobody. Now, I mean, he ain't got to be black. He ain't got to be Hispanic or white. He just, somebody, some woman, some man need to run for something over here other than run away from something, right?
That's the running is running away.
Well, let me shut up and get back to the music at hand. You get me over here on this juiciness. Now, tomorrow, you know, I didn't change what I said I was going to do. I told you I was going to go over there and try to visit. And I think that I may not do that, and I may just be in the studio.
Well, if you do choose to do it live.
Well, what you mean? Get G'd up?
Get your phone and go out there and do the show live. Talk to somebody.
You say be G'd up?
Be G'd up.
I need to occupy myself with that stress nap.
Yes, sir.
Don't get caught slipping. You'd rather be caught with it than without it.
Right. Right. Put that thing in the way.
Okay. I'll be straight strapped up with a Bible. And I might have to bring a Koran and extra bullets.
Yeah, just scribble on the bullet, Jesus wept.
I'm going to send that to the NRA, dude. Put
Jesus
they,
wept.
We need a whole new line of biblical bullets, bro.
You're giving away the idea again.
The scripture on the side of the caps of the bullets. Yeah. Oh, man. Saints would be buying that like, man, cotton candy, man, like gummy bears. Man, then we need bullet-shaped gummy bears. I need to shut up. Woo-wee, I'm killing myself. This is why I got my own show, huh?
Yep.
Daddy plays the ashtray. Baby starts to cry. Lady wants to know. Daddy's just like Coltrane. Baby's just like Miles. Lady's just like Ellen when she smiles. Lady wants to know. She wants to know the reason. Got to know the reason why this man has got to go.
This is Black Noise Radio with DJ Monk and DJ GRX, and we are happy to have you listening in, as well as we are trying to understand systems of sound broadcast in a cloud of fortunes, GRX. We have the potential to blow this thing out the water.
Yes, we do. We just got to get it together and put it together.
Well, whatever it is we're currently doing, you don't have to get it together. That's what they want. You just have to direct it, right?
That's right.
I mean,
you've got to have some direction.
Yeah, we could use a director. Yes. Yes. And that doesn't necessarily, I've been doing all those hats, but I could actually use a director. Or a production coordinator. And we'll, now you're thinking, young man, we'll get there, I'm pretty certain. So yesterday's broadcast was excellent. As we finished our discourse, I went back into the music. That's made it even better for me, because when I downloaded it and I listened to myself, that's the biggest part of anything in theater, and this is nothing more than theater at its base. You have to be able to criticize, listen to yourself, and make improvement. So I encourage everybody to listen, and if you know me personally, you help me make these improvements. And so we're going to go out probably with Charlie Palmieri.
Right. Thank you.
the musical set with Miles Davis, Tutu Live. Then Michael Franks, The Lady Wants to Know the Reason Why. And the reason is we're out of time. Thank you, Black Noise Radio.